can do without after ball breakfast in the mornings.
Good morning, lads. How are you doing?
They're fun. They get on well.
You start the day with some good energy.
I love watching.
This is brilliant. Huge fan, yeah?
Listen to Off the Ball Breakfast live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Highly recommend it.
Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.
Welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Leinster confirmed the arrival of their first ever French player. Melvin Jaminet is facing criminal charges following his racist Instagram video, and the fixtures are out for Ireland's WXV campaign. First up today, Leinster confirmed the worst-kept secret in rugby yesterday with the signing of Rabah Slimani. The tight head turns 35 in October and will join from Clermont, where he spent the past seven seasons. Slimani is a former France international and won the last of his 57 caps at the 2019 World Cup. Leinster head coach Leo Cullen says Slimani's arrival will help to develop the next generation of front rowers at the province. He replaces Michael Ala'ala'toa, who, as fate would have it, has joined Clermont this summer. Leinster had been linked with Wallabies tight head Taniela Tupu as well as Ulster's Tom O'Toole before the arrival of Slimani was confirmed. Slimani is likely to be the last foreign front row to be signed by an Irish province for some time, with the IRFU looking to implement a ban from next year. The Paris Prosecutor's Office has opened an investigation into the comments made by Melvin Jaminet that saw him sent home from France's tour of South America. The Toulon fullback posted a video on social media following the first test win over Argentina, in which he made anti-Arab remarks. Jaminet was subsequently sent home from the tour and was locked in talks with Toulon last week. He's also been suspended by the French Rugby Federation. L'Equipe reported this week that Toulon had targeted Ange Capuozzo as a potential replacement for Jaminet. French Rugby Federation President Florian Grill revealed today that the case had been referred to the Paris Prosecutor's Office. Grill told the media, for the future, it will be zero tolerance regarding racist remarks, financial sanctions, permanent exclusion from the French team, and will adopt the sanction according to the facts. The investigation of the Paris Prosecutor's Office is separate to the referral by Grill and the FFR. The Jaminet incident was just the tip of the iceberg for the France tour, with Oscar Jégou and Hugo Aradou detained in Mendoza, accused of sexual assault. The players remain in Argentina, with Grill revealing today that the French Federation, in tandem with their respective clubs, will help with, but not totally cover, the legal costs involved. It's just the latest incident involving Jégou, who served a one-month suspension at the start of last season, having tested positive for cocaine. Grill told the media today that he wants to set up controls to detect cocaine use among players during midweeks. Ireland's women today discovered their schedule for the second edition of the WXV. Scott Beaman's side were promoted to the top tier of the competition last year and they'll play this year's WXV1 in Vancouver. First up for Ireland, it's New Zealand on Sunday, September 29th. 6 days later, Ireland will play the group host Canada, and it's the USA next on October 11th in their final fixture. Finally, former All Blacks hooker Norm Hewitt has died at the age of just 55. He'd been battling motor neuron disease. Hewitt made his All Blacks debut against Ireland at the 1995 World Cup, and he went on to win 9 caps for his country. New Zealand rugby CEO Mark Robinson said, "I played against Norm as a young player and he was uncompromising on the field but always gracious with his time off it. He was a regular on the sidelines of club rugby, passionate about the provincial game and a proud All Black, a merry All Black. Our thoughts are with Norm's family and loved ones at this time." That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feeds to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you later in the week. Till then, thanks for listening.